Now it's time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Roy and Tom each have 3, and our newcomer, Alexandra, has 4.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
How did that happen?
Well, we flipped a coin. Roy has elected to go first. So, Roy, the clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. This week, Andy Puzder withdrew his nomination to be Secretary of Blank.
Labor. Right, I was afraid I was going to have to remember Puzder. I've been saying Puzder.
Yeah. On Monday, a federal judge denied a request to halt construction on the blank.
Oil pipeway.
Yeah, Dakota Access Pipeline.
Right.
On Wednesday, the Senate voted to block a regulation preventing mentally ill people from purchasing blanks.
Firearms.
Right. According to a new report from Britain's Channel 2, police are likely to bring bribery charges against Israeli President Blank.
Netanyahu.
Right. This week, police in India busted a man for trying to smuggle 12 gold bars in his pants after they spotted him blanking.
Sitting down real heavy.
No. Quote, walking in a funny manner. This week, Hasbro announced that it was removing the thimble from its classic game, Blank.
The thimble, that evokes a vague memory of my childhood, but I don't remember. Well, Monopoly.
Yes, there
it
you
is
go.
Monopoly.
Wow.
Oh, God. Yes. The thimble? Oh.
Yeah. On Sunday, Sears and Kmart announced they would no longer carry Blank branded products.
Trump.
Right. After a long chase, police in Canada were still unable to catch a man who drove blank through a McDonald's drive-thru.
Drove, what do you call those things? Drone.
No, he drove a ATV towing 2 drunk men on a couch.
Oh.
Sure.
As you do.
As one does. Sure, it's a common sight in Vermont. The ATV pulled into the drive-thru around 3 a.m., but barely had time to place its order before officers turned on their sirens and a chaise ensued.
You have to unscrew the legs of the sofa or they dig in.
Yeah. You know? A police spokesman said the guys on the couch were wearing helmets, quote.
It's good that they thought about safety.
That's exactly what the cops said. Safety was something important.
Wait a minute, guys. I'm not doing this until you go back in the house, get your helmet, and put it on. Oh, yeah. Come on.
I'm sure they were hockey helmets.
Yeah. Bill, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Pretty good. 6 right, 12 more points. He has a total of 15, and the lead.
Yeah.
A healthy lead.
Tom, you're up next. Fill in the blank. Citing credibility issues, MSNBC's Morning Joe announced this week that they would no longer book interviews with blank.
Katie Connor. Kellyanne Connelly.
There you go.
There it is, yeah.
On Wednesday.
I was tartling her.
You were?
Yeah.
On Wednesday, President Trump said that a blank solution was not required for peace in the Middle East.
Tuesday.
Right. This week, authorities in Malaysia arrested several suspects in the death of Blank's half-brother.
King Jong-un.
Right. Businesses throughout the country closed their doors on Thursday as part of the Day Without Blanks protest.
Immigrants.
Right. This week, TSA agents in South Carolina were able to stop Blank from boarding a plane.
Were able to stop in South Carolina?
Yes.
They were able to stop... one of those camels from the opera.
No, they're able to stop an 80-year-old woman who did not realize her cane had a hidden sword in it.
Oh.
She said.
Yeah, exactly.
Authorities lifted a mandatory evacuation order for people living near the Oroville Dam in Blank on Tuesday.
California.
Right. On Sunday, Chicago's own hip-hop star Chance the Rapper won Best New Artist at the Blanks.
The Grammys.
Right. This week, a man in France filed a $45 million lawsuit against Uber, alleging that they inadvertently blanked.
I have absolutely no idea.
He sued them because he says they inadvertently revealed to his wife that he was having an affair.
That's where I was going to go
I'm
with
sure
that.
I'm sure you were going to get That's there. According to the suit, the man once used his wife's cell phone to hail a driver, and despite logging out, Uber continued to send her notifications about any trip he took from then on. That included multiple rides to his mistress's house. The man is now asking for $45 million in damages, $5 million for causing his divorce, and $40 million to make up for all the conversations he had to have with Uber X drivers. Bill, how did Tom do on our quiz?
Well, he got 6 right, 12 more points. Exactly the same as Roy. These two guys are tied.
So, how many then does Alexander need to walk in here the first time and walk away with it?
Well, she needs only 6 to win.
All right, Alexander. Alex. This is for the game, fill in the blank. This week, the Pentagon announced it was considering sending ground troops to blank.
Syria? No.
Yes.
Really?
Syria.
Oh, good.
On Tuesday, healthcare giant Humana announced they would be pulling out of blank exchanges in 2018.
Obamacare.
Right. This week, Susan Collins became the first Republican senator to announce she would vote against confirming Scott Pruitt as head of the blank.
EPA.
Right. This week, the UN Security Council formally condemned blank's latest missile launch.
The North Korea.
Right. In an obituary published in Texas, the family of the deceased man paid tribute to him by writing blank.
You were so beautiful, Earl.
No, they wrote that the deceased, quote, served no purpose, did not contribute to society, and possessed no redeeming quality.
He sounds lovely.
I know. It's quite a corker of an obit. This week, a company in Oregon began a home delivery service for legal blank.
Marijuana.
Of course. According to a new study, over 55,000 blanks in the U.S. are structurally unsound.
Bridges.
Right. A janitor in San Francisco who made $150,000 in overtime last year was called out after it was discovered that blank.
He was not actually doing work, just watching Netflix at his post.
No, he was actually sitting in a closet. According to an investigation conducted by San Francisco's KTVU, the janitor who worked for the city's mass transit system claimed over 2,400 hours of overtime in 2015. Unfortunately, also found he spent most of the time sitting in a storage closet at one of the stations.
He was pretending to be the broom. Someone opened the door, I'm the broom!
Bill, did Alexandra Petri do well enough to win?
She squeezed out a win, 1 point over the two men.
Whoa!
16.
She came, she saw. She did quite well. How do you feel?
I feel like my points are only worth 0.77 of their points, though, so do I still actually...